The unofficial, non-government harvest progress number for West Central Indiana is 99% complete. The number comes from Eric Warnoff, sales agronomist with Channel, in our final Channel seed harvest update. He says there is still plenty of activity in those fields.
There's a lot of field work getting done, fertilizer getting spread, anhydrous out there. Guys are getting equipment cleaned up and put away before our weather turns on us here. This harvest has been fast and furious. We haven't slowed down since we started there early September. Performance across the board in West Central Indiana has been pretty stable. There's been some field records attained with corn and soybeans this year.
At the same time, yields varied widely across the territory.
Soybean yields this year I've seen from roughly 44, 45 bushel all the way up to 90 and a little bit higher than that. So we've seen a wide range, and most can be attributed to, you know, soil conditions, locations where there are certain types of stress factors that were above and beyond what we would normally expect.
And Eric, I know you're happy with corn yields too.
Corn has been phenomenal. We've seen 185 on the very low on some of the toughest acres, and we've seen some records attained of well above 270, 285 on fields that, you know, would normally have an APH of, you know, 250, 252. The good Lord above gave us another 25, 30 bushel in some of those areas, and timing was critical.
A well-managed field in 2025 was a difference maker, including for those who were proactive fighting tar spot.
The guys that sprayed early, before everything was brown silked, got the exponential yield punch, you know, from the Delaro Complete that we expect to see and what we planned on for many, many years.
Hear Warnoff's full hat and channel seed harvest update at HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.